If you are a movie fan, you'll know that some movies have great reveal moments. We've got a slide of that up on the screen. So the moment Darth Vader reveals to Luke Skywalker, "I am your father." Often those reveals come near the end of films where the true identity of the character is made known, held back so long but now public. And they're often the moment that other parts of the plot drop into place as we think, oh yes, now that makes sense. Though it can leave some more confused. Darth Vader is Luke's dad. It's Palm Sunday. We've got the heading back on the screens. We're in Easter season and all ages together this morning here in Matthew's Gospel. Matthew's account of Jesus' life, death and resurrection. Matthew 21, 1 to 11. Thank you, Philip, for reading that from the International Children's Bible. Jesus finally arrives in Jerusalem for the final time. And it's the big reveal. As Jesus comes into Jerusalem, he reveals himself publicly to be God's promised king. Will the crowd see clearly who Jesus is and why he's come? Will we see clearly who Jesus is and why he's come? Well, let me pray for us. Let me lead us before we look at these verses. Father God, we thank you for your word to us, and we pray that your spirit might take its truth, plant it deep in our hearts, give us a clearer view of who Jesus is and what it means for us to live as his people. Amen. Jesus closes in on Jerusalem, but first, verse 1, they stop at Bethphage, a small village on the Mount of Olives, opposite Jerusalem on the other side of the valley. Verse 2, Jesus sends two disciples into the village to look for a donkey and her colt. Jesus is hatching a plan. He wants to come into Jerusalem on a donkey, though he doesn't need to. Jesus has done this on purpose. Jesus wants to say something, reveal something that everyone will see. It's the Darth Vader big reveal moment. Jesus' time has now come. Jesus reveals something of himself for everyone to see. Jesus wants it to be known who he is. God wants to be known. That's really important to understand. God's not hiding away. It's not the clever people who find God, those who work out the clues and solve the puzzles. God reveals himself to the world in lots of ways. In creation, Romans 1:20 tells us there are things about God people cannot see, but since the beginning of the world, those things have been easy to understand. They are made clear by what God has made. God reveals himself to us in our world. How amazing it's designed. How the seasons change and babies are made. That's one for mums and dads to answer at home. Amazing thing. Now, there's a picture under each chair in a COVID secure envelope. Don't worry about that. Why don't one of you in your family group take the picture, open it up. There might be one or two. When you've done that, do hold it up. And then you can explain to me what each one is. Do hold it up. Then you can explain to me what each one is. How about you can we'll show them around the room when you've cracked the sticky on the envelopes. Some more adept at that than others. Let's start at this end of the room. Beth, tell us, you can't shout out, but just you can tell us normally. Tell us, what have you got? A waterfall, a beautiful waterfall. Abigail? Tulips. Tulips, maybe from Amsterdam, maybe not. I don't know. Andrew?
Sycamore leaves.
Sycamore leaves. Sycamore leaves growing on the trees. Philip?
A sunset where people standing together.
I know, and isn't that a joy? A sunset where people are standing together, hand in hand. We long for that moment to come. Nick, what have you got? Very apt for you. Do you know, I placed them randomly. Tell us what you've got, Nick.
A baby.
You've had a baby, we know, but you've also got a picture of a baby, and Jesse's got a baby brother. That's sort of a living picture, isn't Nathan? But Nick's got a picture of a baby. Chris?
Shooting star.
Shooting star, pretty amazing. Have any of you ever seen, hands up if you've seen a shooting star. Yeah, lovely. Francis?
Sunshine.
Another glorious don't know if it's sunrise, sunset, certainly sunshine. Tony, what have you got? Some sort of duck, waterfowl, bird, brightly coloured, beautifully coloured. You know, the glorious in creation, beautifully coloured. And at the end, what have we got here, Martha? A sea, the sea and the power of the waves. I mean, they are phenomenal if you've seen the waves whipping up in the wind. Bethany? Just some mountains. Glorious mountains. Glorious mountains. That's brilliant. God wants us to know who he is and what he's like. What he's done for us so we can know him. Though the flip side of that is, as Paul goes on in Romans 1:20, that means we have no excuse if we don't come to know God as he wants us to know him. Because there are little signposts all over the world. But even greater than that, God came to earth in the person of Jesus. Ultimately, God wants us to know him by knowing Jesus, by trusting in Jesus. That's all part of God's big reveal in our passage today. Jesus is revealing more of who he is. It's hard to sum it all up, but one thing for our all-age service today is the heading on the screens. Jesus shows us he is God's promised king who came to suffer to save his people. Jesus shows us he is God's promised king who came to suffer to save his people. Has anyone here ever seen a battle reenactment? Hands up if you've seen one of those. Philip, Jane, Trish. There are some great battle sites across Sussex. The Battle of Hastings is probably one of the most famous battles. Harold got shot in the eye with an arrow. There are groups of people across the country who gather together to reenact past events. As Jesus travels to Jerusalem from Jericho, it may be a natural road to take. If I'm going to go to Tunbridge Wells, the most natural road to take is the A26. But it may just be Jesus has chosen a reenactment. Copying King David's travel route from Jerusalem over the Mount of Olives. After he'd fled his son, he tried to steal the kingdom from him. We're meant to see Jesus riding this road on a donkey and think, the king is coming. The king is coming. The donkey's another important sign. In verses 4 to 5, Matthew reminds us of the Old Testament prophet Zechariah. Zechariah's prophecy is about God's king who would be saviour of the people, who would enter the city of Jerusalem riding on a donkey's colt. Not a warrior king, but one who comes gentle and riding on a donkey, on the colt of a donkey. Jesus is God's promised king who came to suffer to save his people. Today, the king has come. And as the events of that first Easter week unfold, we clearly see Jesus as God's king who came to suffer to save his people, ultimately through his death on the cross in our place. Doesn't Jesus often challenge our preconceptions of who he is and what he's come to do? It's clear from these verses that Jesus is God's king, but a king who came in humility to suffer and die to save his people. Coming to suffer doesn't really seem like a kingly thing to do. But the Bible writers are so clear, this is the way for us to be saved. To come to know God through Jesus' death on the cross. Standing in our place to take the punishment we deserve for living as gods of our lives instead of God. What the Bible calls sin. As we put our trust in Jesus and his death for us, we are saved. And as we then follow in Jesus' footsteps, it helps to know we will face suffering too. That when life doesn't go how we want it to, it doesn't mean God's left us or we're not trusting Jesus enough. Suffering is part of following a suffering king. When life's like that for us, be confident Jesus is still with us by his Spirit, never leaving us. And we can be confident that one day Jesus will set everything straight. However much we're suffering or struggling, however fragile we feel, maybe we're just hanging on to things at the end of a crazy COVID year. Run down, stressed out, even treated badly by others. Come to Jesus today. Find present help and future hope. Back to Matthew 21, the disciples do as Jesus tells them, verses 6 to 7, and they return with the donkeys. The scene is set, but what next? We've got the next heading. What will the people do with this great reveal? How will the crowds on the roads and in Jerusalem respond? Can you remember what you did to celebrate the Queen's 90th birthday in 2016? I'm not sure what the celebrations were like in Crowborough, but there are pictures of the celebrations in London. Crowds lining the Mall, waving flags and cheering as the Queen processed up to Buckingham Palace. That's what happens in verse 8. They make a sort of red carpet for King Jesus, spreading their cloaks and branches on the road. Now, if you've got cloaks or coats or branches or anything else you're willing to take off but to keep your decency, why don't we do that and put that on the floor in front of us? Let's make a red carpet in front of us across the floor. Brilliant. Brilliant. Andrew's restrained himself and just taken his jacket off. That's very good. Well done. You've got your, is that knitted by your mum? The jumper? I was in Sunday club the other week. No, not that one. There is shouting everywhere. Ahead and behind. Noise and cheering. Praise to the Son of David. God bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Praise God in heaven. The word was Hosanna, which means save us. God's promised king has come to suffer to save his people. The people in the city don't know what to make of this Palm Sunday parade. Verse 10, who is this man, they say? Which leaves us with the same question. Who do we think Jesus is? What do we make of Jesus? Well, the whole Bible points to Jesus. Old and New Testaments, Christianity is all about Jesus. It all rests on Jesus. Who is Jesus? Why did he come? What's it mean to follow him? The three key things we look at in Christianity Explored. If you'd be interested in doing that 6-week course, please let me or Trish know. Great for us to refresh ourselves on the basics of the Christian faith as much as it is for non-Christians to come and ask their questions about it. The people in the city need the people who've come into the city to help them. This man is Jesus. He's the prophet from the town of Nazareth in Galilee, they shout. It's a fact, but it's not very exciting. It feels a bit flat. I want them to scream out, this is the king, God's king, the rescuer's come. It's hard to know what to make of that flat comment in verse 11. We didn't look at it today, but I think the healing of the blind men at the end of Matthew 20 is pretty key. People in Jerusalem here who can see, but who can't actually see who Jesus is. And as we read on through the account of the Easter week, only a few days later, this crowd who cried, praise the Son of David, cried, crucify, crucify. People who can see Jesus, but who can't actually see who Jesus is. Our final slide as we finish. Let's remember, we're all a bit weak. As we get older, our eyes get blinder, so too our hearts can be blind. And as those here now in church, like the crowds with Jesus on that Palm Sunday, don't just be swept along with the crowd. You know all about Jesus. Do you actually know Jesus? Really, truly, personally? You know about Jesus as God's promised king who came to suffer to save his people. But do you know Jesus as your king who came to save you? Are you trusting in Jesus as your king? May he be the reason we say the things we say and do the things we do. Our sure and certain hope in Jesus the king, in what he has done in suffering on the cross to save us, and in what he promises to do to come again and be with his people in a perfect world forever. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that Jesus came to earth as your promised king to suffer to save us from our sin. Forgive us when our blind hearts do not look to him, especially when it suits us not to give our whole lives to him. Help us see who Jesus is clearly I want to trust and follow him today and every day. Our strength for today and our bright hope for tomorrow, until he comes to bring us home. And in his name we pray now. Amen.